The newspaper suggested that Sink's office recommended Rothstein's firm be considered to handle potential litigation for the State Board of Administration, which oversees the huge state pension fund. Sink has been critical of the SBA and has recommended they aggressively pursue recovery of fund investments lost during the economic downturn. Kara Jennings is Sink's communication director.
CFO Sink feels very strongly about aggressively pushing the state pension fund to get serious about recovering the money our state is owed. And she passed along information about multiple firms in no way connected to political contributions, but to make sure that the state pension fund was being more aggressive about and proactive about going after the money that we could recover for the state, and really leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table that Florida could recover if they were aggressively pursuing these lawsuits.
Sink insists that she recommended numerous law firms be considered and that no special favors were granted to Rothstein's firm. From Sink's perspective, the issue is being aggressive in recovering pension fund monies, not favors.
The two other trustees that oversee our state pension fund, Governor Crist and Attorney General McCollum, have really just preferred the status quo as opposed to looking at real reforms. The Attorney General and the governor really sat on their hands. They showed no interest and as was reported in the St. Petersburg Times, never once encouraged the pension fund to look into aggressively pursuing these wrongdoers and get money back for the state.
The SBA was in the process of choosing 5 law firms to help recover lost investments from a total of 31 applicants. Dennis McKee is a spokesman for the SBA.
The selection committee, as you could see, was predominantly attorneys, and their purpose was really to take a look at it from a strictly quality of representation standpoint. I think out of the 31, I believe 20-some had made some political contribution of some sort or another. So when you get it down to a list of 5, there's as many contributors or more disappointed as there are pleased.
He claims that all selection activity was conducted fully within the Florida Sunshine Law, which stipulates that all activity be made public.
My boss's expression is sunshine is the best disinfectant. We disclose it, and people see what's there, and then they'll at least know what decisions are being made and how they're being made. As part of this process of disclosure, we required all the participants to disclose whether they had made any recent campaign contributions.
Attorney Scott Rothstein's success was too good to be true from many people's view. His net worth skyrocketed from around $160,000 in 2003 to tens of millions of dollars earlier this year. Along the way, Rothstein, his firm, and its employees were extremely generous donors to politicians, political parties, and to numerous charities. He's been a big Republican donor in the state, giving over $80,000 so far this year to Governor Crist's Senate race. Both Crist and Sink have returned the donations after the scandal came to light. Debate over pension fund governance isn't over. Earlier this month, Sink and Attorney General Bill McCollum recommended additional governance for the SBA.
Actually, for clarification, there's been 2 proposals made. One proposal expands the Board of Trustees, and one proposal expands the Investment Advisory Council. At our last Board of Trustees meeting, a motion was made and approved to submit both proposals to the legislation for consideration. The legislature can choose one or the other or both.
Sink's recommendation to expand the size of the oversight board were not accepted by McCollum or Crist.
She has suggested to add at least one board member with significant investment and financial experience, and then at least one of the almost 1 million Floridians who are either beneficiaries or participants in the pension fund itself.
Since the bottom of the stock market in March, things have started to look up for the pension fund.
March 9th was the lowest in what I would characterize as recent history. March 9th, we were at net asset value reached as low as $83 billion. And today we're at $113 billion. So what's that, $30 billion?
The Florida legislature will decide what changes are needed at the SBA. In the meantime, Rothstein is jailed, awaiting prosecution in South Florida. We were not able to reach Rothstein's victim's lawyer for comment. For WMNF News, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Tampa.